Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, February 10th, 2020, and it is 6 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes, Dave Stewart, Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is here.
And Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thanks, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome you to the February 10th, 2020 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division III permit application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley, and then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Scott. First item is review and action of the January 13, 2020 meeting minutes. Any additions or corrections to the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve January 13th minutes.
Have a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
The minutes stand approved. Moving on to public hearing and final vote. First item is CKW Properties LLC, Carson's Country Court.
Okay, your CKW Properties LLC seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division III permit to allow the development of recreational vehicles, mobile homes, and tiny homes for nightly rental, along with a public laundromat located at 2166 State Highway 248 Branson. This proposed development includes two parcels totaling approximately 13 acres in size. Carson's Country Court has been in business for a number of years as a mobile home park. CKW plans to rent spaces for the ability for others to place their RV, mobile, or tiny home to use for nightly rental. Each RV homeowner or mobile home, tiny home homeowner will be responsible for the compliance with the decision of record to receive a certificate of compliance before each unit can be used for nightly rental. This property is served by Public Water District Number 3 for water and the City of Branson for sewer for wastewater. Parcel to the north is Rockwell Hills Subdivision. Properties to the west and south are occupied commercial lots, and properties to the east are residential lots. This project received a total score of 15 on the Western Taney County Division III Relative Policy Score Sheet. And our staff recommendations are our Division III nightly rental, and our recommendations would be compliance with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code, two compliance letters from Western Taney Fire and any other entity, if applicable. Three is Division II permits be required for each applicable structure. Four is our maximum occupancy of no more than two persons per dwelling unit and two persons per bedroom. And five is the parking, which is one off-street parking provided for each two persons of occupancy. Six is our management company or waste collector to provide weekly solid waste collection. Seven, each nightly rental shall contain a minimum of one operable fire extinguisher, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide alarms in compliance with the local fire district regulations where applicable. Eight is a valid Missouri Department of Sales Tax license or number be provided to the planning department. 9 is our list that is required on our posting, which is our local representative, the owner, planning and sheriff's department, maximum occupancy, all the other emergency personnel, number of off-street parking, and the maximum number of nightly rental occupants in the day of solid waste disposal collection. 10 is our local representative information, which is someone that can be available on a 24-hour basis that either lives in Taney County or an adjoining county. And A, B, and C are how you change that. 11 is a buffer to be established between any structure utilized for nightly rental and existing residential land use. 12, Taney County assumes no responsibility for the operation of the site and owner covenants and agrees to hold the Taney County harmless for any injury or damage which may occur. 13 is the decision is subject to all existing easements. And 14 is a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. So out 248, Shepherd of the Hills Expressway takes off to the west. Gretna Road's just south of it. Our parcel's highlighted. Zoomed into our parcel. And that all highlighted actually contains two parcels. The southern part of this two parcels is actually a platted subdivision. I've talked with the applicants. You can see these red tick marks. These are all lots. The applicant owns all the lots in the platted subdivision, which I included in your packet. And then these roads that are dedicated to the public. They're public road right-of-ways. So I have talked with the applicant a couple of times about his choice, but it would probably be better for him if he could vacate not all of this, leave this section here, but since he has all the property on all sides, vacate that. Otherwise, each structure is going to have to set 25 feet off of this, and as you can see, there's already a building built inside probably. Now, these float, but I'd say that part of that building is on that road right away. So that's nothing that he can't do with going through the county commission. It's just a process. And I just took some photos here a week and a half ago or so, just in case nobody's driven through it so they can see. And then this is the last photo, and it's up towards the highway. Highway 248 is at the left side of this photo. This is somewhat the area of the lot that he's indicated the laundromat would go to have access off of 248. And at that, I would turn it over to your applicant.
Would the applicants like to come forward? Good evening.
Good evening.
Would you like to add to the presentation specifics?
That's pretty well what we were looking to do. Is there's older mobile homes on there right now that are 60s and 70s models, maybe some older than that, that we plan on eventually systematically removing and replacing with new, nice-looking tiny homes or
park model
homes, something like that for nightly rentals. And like you said, the laundromat up front is where we plan on put on the east front lot on 248, putting a laundromat there. But the main thing that will be affected will be the old trailers will be going away, and all the neighbors will have a nicer thing to look at than what they've got right now. And I know when we do develop it, we will have to put a fence, privacy fence up there as well to block any view that they're going to have, but they've got a bad view now. I do know that, but I'm working on getting that taken care of as well. But other than that, I'd that's pretty well it, what we're looking to do.
So the older mobile homes, are they currently rented?
Yes. They're actually privately owned by everybody.
Privately owned?
All they're doing now is renting the lots.
Okay. Any questions for the applicant before seeing if anybody's here?
I've got one. So you're planning on, as these people's leases on their lot runs out, that's when they're going to?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You advised all those folks that may be taking place?
Well, not all of them, but yes, they know what's taking place, yes. Okay. We told them they would either have to upgrade what they're living in or basically that we're going to be eliminating them.
Okay, why don't we see, is there anyone in the audience that signed up to speak on this application, for this application?
I didn't sign up, but I got here late. Is there an opportunity for me to sign up now?
We're pretty strict, or my take on that would be that we can't open that up. We have a, you know, scheduled time for the meetings and to sign up before the meeting starts. So I apologize about that. Is there anyone else in the audience for the application?
For the application? No.
Opposed to the application?
I think they just have some questions
okay.
that they want addressed.
Okay. Well, do you guys have a who you would like to have go first, or have you talked about that, or pick one of y'all to come up and ask questions? And if you guys want to have a seat.
Okay.
My name is James McTaggart, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk today. We are neighbors of Carson's Court, have been for the past 42 years. And they recently, in the last couple of years, had a permit to increase their trailer space over there, which they did. And unfortunately, they left the landscaping horrendous. To all of us to look at it, driving by it, was not taken care of. And I think that part of the process should be that when you approve a project, you approve also the landscaping of that project so it's not left as an eyesore, which it was. The other question I have is road access. Will that change? Currently, Carson owns a brick home off of Eagle Rock, and they have a long driveway that could have access into Carson's Court. Is that part of the project?
That will actually be ma'am, sir, you'll be able to come up, so I'd keep track of the questions that they're asking, okay? You can ask the questions of us, and then he'll hear them, and okay. he can respond back. But where do you own a home at right now? Just to give us an idea of where we're.
This is Eagle Rock Road right here.
Okay.
They used to own this brick house right here, long driveway, and one time had access back here.
So where do you own?
Where do you live at?
He didn't hear you, sir.
You live down there, Jim.
Like over to the right a little bit?
This is my property right here.
Okay.
So that's one question. And thank you, Johnny. And the other question, I'm assuming there are going to be requirements for the sewer district and also for the water district. How many homes are they talking about putting in? Do we know? They're just talking about putting in miniature homes, tiny homes. How many? And where will they be in relation to the property line? Where will they be? And the other question I have is they currently also have, or at least have had up till recently, motor homes for sale lining up there on their property. What's going to happen to that? And how come that's not mentioned in any of the paperwork they've done? So that's my basic questions. I'm concerned about entry to the project, increased traffic on Eagle Rock Road, which has already got a lot of traffic on it, and the landscaping, if they do get approved of this, how it will end up. I hope it ends up much better than it had in the past project. So that's all I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next.
My name is John.